Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 88, 7 Inner Habits of Remarkably Happy People, part 1, by Catherine Smith with goodlifezen.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, friends, and welcome to Optimal Health Daily. I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you some of the most popular blogs out there, with author permission, of course. And if there are any blogs you'd love to hear on this show, you can suggest them on our site, oldpodcast.com. And if you didn't know already, there are 2 other podcasts where we read you blogs for free, Optimal Living Daily and Optimal Finance Daily. So if you like the premise of this show, definitely check those out too. You can subscribe to both in the same place you're hearing this show. Just search for Optimal Living Daily and you'll see them there. Now, I've been still thinking about part 1 and part 2 of Steve Kam's post that I read to you the last 2 episodes. And I saw this quote from the great Thomas Edison, and I thought it really applied perfectly. Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. Recall that the last 2 shows were about motivation. Steve made a strong argument that it's not about motivation when it comes to success. It's about doing the work. If you haven't had a chance to listen to those 2 episodes, I highly recommend it. Again, I'm still thinking about it today. Plus, it's right in line with today's topic, being happy. Isn't that what we all want? Isn't that why we're setting goals for ourselves in the first place? So I think you'll really enjoy part 1 today and stick around for part 2 tomorrow on the habits of remarkably happy people. So with that, let's get this going and start optimizing your life. 7 Inner Habits of Remarkably Happy People, Part 1, by Catherine Smith, with goodlifezen.com. Your life is precious. You yearn to make the most of it. Yet, on some days, you wake up dreading the day ahead. You find yourself asking, what's wrong? Why do I feel so flat? You're not alone. Most of us experience times like these. What sets happy people apart is their way of being in the world, even in difficult times. Remarkably happy people bounce back from whatever life throws their way. For them, happiness is a habit. That means the good news is we can all learn how to make happiness a habit. Here are 7 ways remarkably happy people approach life, and you can too. Number 1, tackle tough situations directly. Quote, fall 7 times, stand up 8. Japanese proverb. Perhaps problems with your boss, a financial crisis, or health issue are bringing you down. Maybe you feel stuck in the drama or try to bottle up your feelings. Happy people take a different approach. Rather than spending time telling themselves all is well while sweeping their problems under the rug, they allow themselves to experience sadness, disappointment, and anger at what's happened. But their energy continues to flow. Their hearts and minds remain open. Simply being with what is keeps you honest and open about what's going on, as well as receptive to suggestions for handling the situation. If you remain present and open, you can quickly let go of the part that's not within your control, and you can access creative problem-solving abilities to address the part that is within your control. 2. Master the art of having fun. Quote, "Just play. Have fun. Enjoy the game." Michael Jordan. Recently, I saw a commercial where a father is watching his young son play baseball. The son misses every catch. The game ends. A look of concern comes over the father's face. He approaches his son and asks him how he's doing. A huge smile spreads across the boy's face. He responds, "I was awesome." When was the last time you felt like that? Like children, the most happy amongst us master the art of having fun. How can you master this art? Do what brings you joy and connect with that joy instead of judging yourself on your performance. Put time and money aside to fund your fun. Do you need a new guitar or some biking equipment? Turn a jar into a fun things account and put your loose change in it every week. 3. Let go of goals if you outgrow them. Quote, "We must be willing to let go of the life we planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us." Joseph Campbell. Back in your teens, what dreams did you have? Perhaps you imagined a certain career, finding the love of your life, traveling the world, or making a lot of money. The more you imagined it, the more you became attached to the outcome. You set goals, invested time and energy into your dreams of the future. But our journey through life often doesn't turn out as we imagine, and what we thought would make us happy sometimes doesn't. The most happy among us leave themselves open to possibilities. Instead of seeing life as something to control by rigidly sticking to plans, they see it as an adventure to be experienced. They have goals, yet allow their life to unfold, tweaking plans or creating new ones when a better option appears. Let's take a look at how this could play out in your life. If a goal no longer matters to you, don't worry about what might happen if you change course. You aren't limited by other people's opinions about what's realistic. Embrace your hunches and look for new options that appeal to you. Step through your fear into a new future. 4. Protect your priorities. Quote, "Learn to say no to the good so that you can say yes to the best." John C. Maxwell. Ever said yes to something and then found yourself feeling resentful or burned out from doing it? In today's busy world, many demands are made on our time, and most of us struggle with saying no. Trying to be all things to all people and taking on too much is one of the ways we limit our happiness. In contrast, happy people know each moment offers them a chance to spend their time, attention, and love on what matters most. They honor their gifts and value their priorities. When no is the best answer, they not only say it gracefully, but they feel okay doing so. How can you phrase a graceful no to protect your priorities? Next time you need to protect your own precious time, you could say something like, "I'm really honored you asked me, but I just don't have the time to take you up on your offer. Thanks so much for thinking of me, though." To be able to say yes to what brings you happiness and fulfillment, you also need to say no to protect your priorities. 5. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, 7 Inner Habits of Remarkably Happy People by Catherine Smith with goodlifezen.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
By the way, Catherine Smith is a physical therapist and wellness coach, and her article is a guest post on Good Life Zen. And just like the last two episodes, this is a two-parter, so we'll hear the rest on tomorrow's episode. And a little reminder, if you like this show, you'll definitely love the other two podcasts in our family. And literally, it is a family. My brother actually hosts Optimal Living Daily, and one of his good friends hosts Optimal Finance Daily. They're similar in that they read to you from popular blogs, but Optimal Living Daily focuses on habit building, productivity, minimalism, and personal development, whereas Optimal Finance Daily covers personal finance blogs. We'd love it if you show some support for those shows too. We promise you'll like them, and you can simply search for them in the same place you're hearing this podcast. I'll be back tomorrow to finish this post from Good Life Zen, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.